Golden Spiral Media presents...
A beacon shining in the night, sometimes obscured by a shadow, always protected by a podcast overlord.
Their mission to help the Green Arrow fight the corruption, darkness, and bring hope.
We are strong. We are many. We are the Arrow Squad.
Welcome to Arrow Squad, episode number one. I'm the Shadow.
And I am the Podcast Overlord.
Oh my gosh. We're back!
Yes, the band is back together.
It took a while. We're putting the band together, Elwood. Come on! Woo! Oh, all we need is Carrie Fisher and a machine gun. What does that even mean?
I mean... Next,
we have three more in front of us right now. The next one is part of the Away Saison series. It is the Right Away that I was mentioning earlier.
Right Away.
So we went from the Hop Away to the Right Away, and you'll be able to definitely taste the difference. Obviously, a little less hoppy, and that rye, I really like it. It gives it a little spicy character to it.
Ooh.
We're all drinking, by the way, right now.
Dead air.
That's what the dead air usually is. It's
that
just
happens
drinking.
A lot.
Yeah.
No, it does have a nice spiciness to it. Again, just nice, effervescent, easy drink.
I like it.
Welcome to Entrepreneurs M&A Journal with lawyer and Harvard MBA, Jim Cumbie, a weekly podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs make better decisions when selling, buying, or launching a business. And now, here's your host, Jim Cumbie.
Hello, friend. Welcome to this week's episode of Entrepreneurs M&A Journal. This is the podcast dedicated to buying or selling a business. My goal is to help business owners gain a competitive advantage and make smart decisions when going through the M&A cycle.
I lived about 2 miles outside of town on a house that sat on 5 acres of land. About 3 acres of it was a field. The other 2 acres, we mowed. We had a riding lawnmower, but it was old and used when we got it, and it was broken most of the time. There was a low spot near the back corner of the yard that I hated to mow. Because it was a low spot, it always had more moisture and the grass was thick. Because the lawnmower had been broken for a while, the lawn was getting pretty tall. My parents had an idea. There, in those tall, thick, overgrown blades of grass, my punishment would be worked out of me one drop of sweat at a time. I would have to mow the yard with a push mower. And the thick area had to be done by hand, too.
And now, your fearless leader in the war against mediocrity, Zach Johnson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of The Rise of the Entrepreneur. One of the biggest advantages to running your own business through the internet is that you can run it from pretty much anywhere. As long as you have a computer and access to the internet, you are good to go. However, there are some hotspots around the world that are much better for doing online.
Joe Carroll is alive.
And apparently working as a lumberjack.
We did not expect that.
I'll tell you what, we didn't. We thought that this was going to be maybe a question that they would string us along for a while.
We did. I don't know if you caught the catch-up episode at all, but we did. We thought that this might be one of those things that, I mean, you certainly didn't think they were going to tell us in episode one.
Right. But they did.
They sure did.
So we know what he hasn't been doing, and that's shaving. But there's a lot of questions, though. Even though that got a bit, we did get a big answer in the premiere episode. There's still a lot of questions. So, but before we get too far ahead of ourselves, this is TV Talk for the episode Resurrection for January 19th.